We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is 100.1 FM, AM 1020, News Radio KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning, I'm Kevin Battle. Hey. Take care of your pet. Give it a little extra love, because you never know when they're plotting revenge. We'll have details and horrible news over happy music in about 20 minutes.
A lot going on today. One of the most important things, I think, on the planet that happened yesterday was a video conference meeting between President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin, with 100,000 troops on the border of
the Ukraine. And why are they on the Ukraine?
Let's go to our expert from CBS, a military analyst, retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland. Good morning, Colonel.
Larry, good morning to you, sir.
So it's natural to see. We saw the satellite pictures of all these troops and gear positioned on the Ukraine border. So what was your takeaway from the conversation that the president of these two countries had yesterday?
Well, there's no breakthrough, that's for sure. Both sides, Mr. Putin as well as Mr. Biden, laid out pretty clearly, I think, their positions, and the consequences of an invasion were laid out by Mr. Biden in terms of economic sanctions against the Russians, increased military assistance to the Ukraine, and possibly the repositioning of U.S. and NATO forces in U.S. and NATO forces in the East that actually border the Russian Federation. So to try to make it as crystal clear as possible that the consequences of an invasion of Ukraine would be far more severe than the consequences he experienced after 2014. Mr. Putin, on their side, wanting to make very clear, I think, to the president that he sees this as a red line. He sees this as a security threat to the Russian Federation, that being, of course, Ukraine moving closer and closer to possible membership in the future with the European Union or even NATO, and that the Russians consider that a threat to them. And reiterating what the Russians have spun out for a long time, that, you know, the Ukraine and Russia are really one country. They did agree to further negotiations, but obviously the truth will be in the telling. Do we see this continued buildup of forces continue there along the border of the Ukraine, or do we start seeing this now go the other direction and some of those forces starting to be removed?
So Vladimir Putin sees the EU as being the aggressor, or is that what?
That's certainly the way they Kevin, that's certainly the way they describe it. Not so much the EU, really, but more so NATO. And that being, of course, from the very beginning, if you go back to the end of the Soviet Union, and we're about to celebrate, oddly enough, the 30th anniversary of the end of the Soviet Union. When the Soviet Union came to a close, the Russian expectation was NATO would go away because NATO had been a security alliance confronting the Soviet Union. The threat goes away, alliance goes away. NATO enlargement then proceeded. And the Russians have ever since then. I worked on this when I was still in uniform in the Pentagon, the White House, and elsewhere, complained that NATO enlargement was a threat to Russia as NATO countries move progressively towards the east, and NATO expanded in the eastern direction. They always drew a red line around the Ukraine as a former part of the Russian Federation. And so now we're at that point, some 30 years later, where there is that possibility, and the Russians still insisting this is a major security threat to them.
Do we know, Colonel, how economically challenged Russia is? They really need, I mean, the biggest threat to them was maybe cutting off the pipeline to Europe where they get their oil.
That's very true, Larry. I mean, the Russian economy suffered through the pandemic last year. There's some expectation it might grow about 2% this year. But they have serious challenges in terms of democracy, in terms of foreign investment. There's no two ways about it. That being said, the Russians have a positive balance of payments. Price of oil is pretty high, so there are some economic positives from them. Another thing, and you're quite right, the president made very clear to Mr. Putin, was an invasion of the Ukraine right now would compromise the so-called Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which will move natural gas from Russia more efficiently and more economically for the Russians to Western Europe, Germans, et cetera, and is a great economic boom to them. So the possibility of the cancellation of that pipeline, which is scheduled to be open in the very near future, was another one of those threats Mr. Biden laid out as part of the response that NATO and the West would do if the Russians, in fact, invaded.
Now, is our chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan emboldening people like Vladimir Putin?
I think it's a number of things, Larry. That's certainly one, that's certainly one of them. I mean, I think Mr. Putin views the following. Mr. Biden is confronted by a host of domestic problems, polarized country, the pandemic, challenges to the economy. The United States appeared weak with withdrawal with Afghanistan, a belief that over the last several years that relations between the United States and its NATO allies have weakened. He sees the Biden administration more distracted on issues in Asia, particularly China. And also, as he looks across Europe, he sees a new government about to take control in Germany. He sees the French preparing for a presidential election. And he sees the Brits convulsed by the pandemic and also the effects of Brexit. So he may see all those things laid out as making this an opportunity to do what he has always done, and which is to make the Ukraine really part of the Russian Federation once again. Don't forget, this all really began to my mind back in 2005. When Mr. Putin was quoted to say very clearly that the collapse of the Soviet Union was the greatest catastrophe of the 20th century. And so for the last several decades, I think there has been a campaign, this being just part of that larger campaign, to recreate the Soviet Union with Russia, of course, at the center, at least for the Slavic countries, Belarus, Ukraine, Moldova, et cetera.
And finally, Colonel, we've sent materiel to the Ukraine. Any chance of men and women in uniform going there?
Well, there are some military advisors we know in the Ukraine, whether that has been increased or decreased. It has not been released. I do not think you'll see a major troop deployment. I don't think we're going to see the 82nd Airborne Division flying off to the Ukraine. The National Defense Authorization Act, which was just passed yesterday by the House of Representatives, those who go to the Senate, did have increased military assistance to the Ukraine, most particularly so-called Javelin anti-tank weapons, which could be very effective against a Russian invasion. But the other thing I think that Mr. Biden made very clear to Mr. Putin is, if you're worried about NATO forces on your border, if you're worried about potentially U.S. forces on your border, invading the Ukraine might bring that to fruition. You might then see more NATO forces and U.S. forces in Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Poland, Bulgaria, and Romania. So if that's your worry, U.S. forces on your border, invading Ukraine will give you what you worry about the most.
Colonel, always appreciate your insight and time. Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland on our Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.